Don't look back because the market's closed. Hello, everyone. This is Kip Harridge with your daily VRA Investing System podcast. We tell you quickly what happened in the markets today. And we tell you, more importantly, what the VRA system is telling us about what's going to happen going forward. And folks, if you've been joining us here, you know we've been all over this market. We've been bullish. We've been about as bullish as anybody that we know, which is pretty bullish. Our Dow Jones targets have not changed. We still believe 30,000 Dow Jones by year end, 28,000 Dow Jones by the November midterms, and 10 of 12 VRA investing system screens continue to be bullish. And with about 30 minutes or so left in the market today, all of a sudden the Dow sprang to life after being negative for most of the day on news that Trump and the European Union have reached a deal on trade, at least what looks to be a deal. The details are just now coming out, but it looks very good. Again, if you've been listening to the mainstream media, getting you all worked up into a kind of frenzy about trade wars, and Trump is going to lead our economy into Armageddon with his threats to our allies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know that we've been calling bullshit on this every day that it's been going on, and we've been telling you every day to buy the dip. Dips must be bought, because this market is headed sharply higher from here. Dow Jones closed up a big 172 points today, 0.7% at 25,414. That's a four-month high. Same thing with the S&P 500. Also closed at a four-month high today, up a big 25 points, 0.91% at 2,846. That resistance at 2,800 has now turned into major support, has now turned into a springboard for sharply higher prices going forward. NASDAQ closed at another all-time high today, up a big 1.17%, up 91 points at 7,932. And the Russell 2000 was also up today, up 0.30% at 1,685, up 5 points on the day. We've been talking about earnings. We've been talking about tax reform. We've been talking about deregulation. We've been talking about what is the Trump economic miracle. Make no mistake, that's exactly what's happening here. And if you don't fully understand this yet, then you may be listening to the wrong people. Through yesterday, through the close yesterday, we'll get the updated numbers tonight, but we've had right at 118 companies in the S&P 500 that have reported second quarter earnings. That's about 25% of the total. So far, 86%, a very big 86%, have topped earnings per share estimates of Wall Street. And remarkably, earnings per share growth is coming in at 26% growth rate. Folks, this could be bigger than Q1. That's how big these numbers have been so far. And Q1 was huge. In addition, 79% of all companies reported have also beat their revenue estimates, with average growth of just under 10% in revenue growth for the second quarter. So, barring some kind of bizarre surprise, which we do not expect, it's almost an impossibility, I'll tell you the truth, we're going to have the first back-to-back 20% earnings growth, back-to-back quarters, for the first time since 2003. And for all of those that have been saying that this will be at the top, yeah, this is going to be a great quarter, but this will be the top, what evidence do they have to back that up? They have no evidence. As a matter of fact, tax reform is just now beginning to flood through the system. Remember, it took a little while for Reagan's tax reform to really filter in, because it was scaled in. It wasn't immediate like Trump's has been. But once Reagan's tax reform kicked in, the Dow Jones doubled in about, well, less than 3 years. We expect something very similar to happen here. By the time Trump's first term is over, we're looking for Dow Jones 40,000. But you have to buy the dips. More than anything, though, you got to buy good companies. That's what we do here at the VRA. Feel free to sign up and join us at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. You get our daily commentary. We'll give it to you for 2 free weeks. See if this is a good fit for you. This Friday, again, we'll learn second quarter GDP. It'll be over 4%, likely 3.5% plus for the full year. Again, this is just the beginning. Trump's economic miracle is just beginning. Buy every dip. The internals, which, you know, as you know, we watch very closely here, were solid today. Advanced decline 1.8 to 1. Up-down volume 2 to 1 positive. And most importantly, again, we watch the fresh 52-week highs to lows very carefully here. It really tells us what the broad market's doing. They continue to be solid, solid numbers. Today, 350 stocks hitting new all-time highs to just 200 hitting all-time fresh 52-week lows. Gold closed today at $1,225 an ounce, up 0.5%. Same thing with silver, up about 0.5% at $15.53 an ounce. And oil closed up a big 1% today at $68.24 a barrel. We remain bullish on commodities. We believe that there will be further dollar weakness, at least some dollar consolidation. This will be ultra bullish for U.S. stocks, ultra bullish for commodities. And also, there's a rotation taking place. We look for a rotation to continue to happen back into the more trade-centric names, especially following the news today. And the sleeper pick is China. Remember, China was just until recently down 40% from its highs, down as much as over 20% for this year, 2018. We're long China as well. In the last 2 days, we've seen about a 12% rally. Not a 12% rally. That's in our particular investments. We've seen about a 5% rally in FXI, which is the China ETF. We look for that to continue. This is when markets begin to broaden during rotations. These are very healthy. We look for that to continue here, to continue to broaden out, sending all the major indices to fresh highs, and to even the stocks that have been battered. This is when you'll see rotations happen into those names, and we cover those on a daily basis in the VRA. But again, folks, a great day today. We look for continuation tomorrow, even though Facebook reported earnings. They were not great numbers. Stocks getting hit in the after hours. We think that's a one-off, almost like the Netflix number was a while back, and that, again, that this market must continue to be bought. As always, thank you for listening. Again, feel free to sign up at VRAinsider.com. Again, my name is Kip Herridge, and we'll see you back here again tomorrow after the close.